I'm starting off the podcast like this, dude. I'm going for Dustin Poirier, bro.
Man.
My hate for Islam outweighs.
Man, why?
I'm just a hater, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. A certified fucking hater.
Wait, why are you a hater? Why are you a hater?
I don't know, dude. Because, like, I do jiu-jitsu. I appreciate ground game. I appreciate grappling. But something about whenever I pay money to watch a UFC fight, I don't want to see that shit, dude.
I agree.
Knock him the fuck out. So it's just kind of like, I don't want to see Islam as champion. And then Dustin Poirier, he knocked out my boy McGregor. So yeah. I'll never forgive him for that.
He's going against him for the rest of his life.
You can't let him get a pass on that one?
I know McGregor started it, dude, but, you know, okay. I'm biased. I'm honest about it, but I'm biased.
I can respect that. Who are you going for?
Oh, me? Poirier.
Poirier? Okay, yeah. Okay.
See, I'm trying not to get struck by this man next to me,
Look, Poirier by guillotine.
But I just love.
Ooh, that's a bold call. That's a real bold call.
I'm not making it. Don't piss me off right now.
This is going to age horribly.
He was going to put his whole mortgage on it and shit. Like, nah, dude, that's not how that works.
Put that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw dollar signs immediately. I was like, I ain't saying he's gonna win, but I'll bet that that's not happening.
You know, but I was telling my lady, like, if I was gonna bet, this is where I'd bet it on. I'd bet on Dustin, like, just because the odds are so against him that if you're gonna win anything of substantial value, it would be that upset, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'm going Dustin. I just don't think he's gonna win. Like, I respect Islam, but that crotch sniffing for 45 minutes, dude, crazy me. I'm not a fan.
No, I think that there's something beautiful against, or like when you talk about people that, like, grapplers versus strikers or whatever, like, even throughout history, I love seeing people getting their ass kicked against a cage and getting grappled, and they can't do a damn thing about it because it's so frustrating when you look at strikers. And that's why I like Islam, because everybody gets so pissed off. They're like, dude, just do something. Well, he is. You know. You just hate the guy.
Yeah. So, like, I do this. I do jiu-jitsu so much that whenever I see it in jiu-jitsu and I'm sitting around and I'm like, all right, dude, no, punch this motherfucker.
Do what I can't in the training room, please.
That's what I'm saying. Do what I want to do.
I'm with you. I think Islam, much as I hate to say, is going to win. But I want Dustin to have his shine. I want him to have his moment. And I think Ross said this, like, mine and Dustin's stories kind of emulate each other. It's like, I'm always like, I'm always like the Craig Jones of everything. I can't be the Gordon Ryan for some reason.
Mm. 2 second places really quick. Congratulations to these boys over here.
We'll get some traps on that one.
Yeah, I've never seen. Obviously, the turnout this year actually was insane. The people, the brackets were stacked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The talent there was just insane. The talent pool that you got just from UCLA alone was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? Jay almost killed a guy, and I tried to look away.
I was watching that shit before. That shit was nasty, man.
Look, I feel...
You talk about the choke, right?
Yeah, I was in his corner smacking my friend like, bro, the dude's shit. Dead. And, dude, it was so cool seeing Jay whoop ass like that. Because usually, in the training room, he's very like,
oh, yeah, no.
He's very gentle.
I'm a nice guy. Man,
you can armbar me. It's all right. And then here, it's just
chill.
Like, one of these dudes back here is like, bro, what are you right now?
I am glad that I have some witnesses to, like, back me up. Because I say this a lot on the show, right? Like, I'm very much, very passive. I downplay my jiu-jitsu a lot. And a lot of times I was like, man, I wonder how many people actually believe me. Because anyone could just say they downplay their jiu-jitsu and not be good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad I have some witnesses.
And now they have no choice. No way.
I got a homie, right? My homie watches, but he doesn't train. He just watches and listens. And he's like, man, something tells me. He's like, your boy ain't like that. I'm like, my boy's like that, bro. Mm. I was like, my boy Jay's like that. And he's like, nah, I got him. So I'm going to get him to come out here and get fucked up one time. But
man,
we'll see.
You know I don't like doing stuff like that, though.
Dude, look, Jay.
It doesn't matter what you like.
That's what I was gonna say. You need to make
a statement. There is no.
I've been listening to him talk shit for 3 years, bro. I'm not. If you don't do it, I'm gonna send him to Rico.
Oh, please, it, please do not send him to Rico.
I'm gonna do you this favor and I'm gonna get save you this so man, Rico please. Doesn't get you.
Oh Lord. Save this guy for the love of God.
Actually, no, I'm gonna send him to T.
Ooh.
No. I thought he was your friend.
Yes, he would do it to me though. He would do it to me. 100% he would do it to me. If he could, he would.
See, but I feel like there's like things that you can take as a grappler and shit. You're telling me this brand new civilian is going to go against T.
Right. No, cool. So he was like this. He goes, I was in the military. I did combatants. I don't need to learn no more.
No.
How
no.
many of
I
those
I was in the military. I did
met?
Combatives and you Look don't learn me. Shit.
Look at me. How many dudes have you seen come in the gym that go with the Army shirt or with the Marines, like go Navy or something like that, that just get, I'm sorry, I have so much respect for our military.
You know what I mean?
But like, you're getting your ass kicked.
You're 100% correct. I have the utmost respect for the military, but how many people in the military or even law enforcement and law enforcement are actually training? Like at your gym, you might get one, maybe two. But how many of those people are actually really putting their shit to the test?
No, very rarely. And I think that's why they get whooped a lot. And they get like really, really pissed off. And I mean, we have guys like that used to come to John Jackson, JJ's. They used to work with the police academy because a lot of guys were getting embarrassed. Because I mean, you see on the news that it takes like five dudes or whatever just to like hold down one arm, right? Mm-hmm. And so there was like this whole like initiative at John Jackson, like, hey, there should be some more cops coming in. And when they did, there were some scary dudes, man. I mean, they're training, obviously, not like me and you, who are like, we can flow and kind of do some shit. They're training for their life, like they are. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're actively trying to kick your ass. I'm like, whoa, like, relax.
Yeah.
But they're definitely a good crowd to kind of, like, come in. But to say, like, I did combatives and shit, I want to, no offense, so, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now, you don't get any advanced combatives unless you rank up. The basic combatives that you get in basic training is little to none. And it's like mostly just with those fucking sticks, at least when I was in, mostly with the pogo sticks hitting each other. That's the kind of like, it's more like football combatives, like just be aggressive with each other, if that makes sense.
Look, I'll tell you right now, I've seen those dudes, like, I did combatives come in and get wiped out by the 15, 14-year-old prodigy and just be fucking confused.
Look, this man, he's been silent, but I'm telling you, this man will wipe out a lot of dudes who'd have done combatives.
No, like a bunch of guys would drop in, like back when I was training under Eric, they would come in, Army guys, and like, I just flow, and like a lot of them, those guys end up getting gassed out after like 2 or 3 minutes, and then they're just barbecue chicken.
Carlos is such an asshole. Like, he's quiet right now because he's tired as fuck, right? He had EDC, so he's just like dead tired.
Still
Carlos.
No, thank you for coming out, man. Yeah. All the party animals.
You know what's funny, dude? You can kind of tell, bro. He's sitting here with his arms crossed, leg crossed. That's the, ain't nobody here going to do shit to me. Ain't nobody doing nothing to me.
Like. That's him in the gym. And that's what's so funny about Ford is because I don't know if you guys heard me talk about it. It's like every gym has like a corner of like where the Achilles are, right? And like, you two are very unassuming. So to see you guys in that corner, I was like, I had to like double check. I was like, they don't seem like... Are you sure that's the dudes?
Yeah. Well, you have to understand, bro. Jiu-jitsu is weird because you got somewhere in some gym, Mikey Muzumeki is the corner.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, dude. I know he'd fuck me up, but I still see him in person. I'm like, this fucking guy right here. And then proceed to get my knee destroyed. Proceed to get blown out, bro. Oh,
just don't do it like that Mongolian guy. That was disgusting.
Where the dude just did not tap.
In one?
Where he broke his leg in like 7 different places, 8 different places. ACL, MCL.
I never heard the aftermath.
We got to show him that video. Yeah. That's disgusting.
No, the way Mikey described it, when he was like breaking, he felt every tendon burst and break. Yeah. It was nasty. Oh.
But yeah, you definitely get like some guys in the gym that you look like. I mean, even like when I started, it was like you see this old man in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. He's got like this withered black belt, but you're like, dude, you're decrepit and old. I just got out of high school sport. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And no, I got, I got my ass whooped by every man, woman, and child that stepped foot on that mat.
Yeah.
And it was like the weirdest, most humbling experience in my life, right?
You spoke to my soul right there. That's exactly what the fuck happened. My boy, I've said it before. My boy Tristan was like 180 pounds, dude. Had me running for my fucking life. Yeah. All state wrestler. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say.
All state? No. Run.
Yeah, he's from Simi too.
Oh,
like
shit.
Simi Valley. Like he's a bad dude. And then his brother came in, and I was immediately like, kind of scared. He's like, this is my older brother. But he was cool. He taught me some wrestling and then beat my ass. So it was kind of like, let me make
sure. So he's like Rico.
I don't know, dude. I don't think Rico's trying to teach me first. I think Rico's just...
No.
Rico will. That's what I love about Rico.
No, I know he'll teach me after he beats my ass.
Okay.
That's what I mean,
you've seen
first.
Him. Like, he'll make you eat the floor before he goes
he'll
like
that.
He'll
laugh, beat you up, and then teach you.
Yeah.
No. Every time he's came in, bro, he does the distance check. He'll be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, you don't have to stretch your arm out like that, bro.
You're like, we know what the fuck you're doing. I'm like, stop.
Dude, sizing me up.
See how far I can snap you down. Get off of me, bro.
Yeah, look, dude.
Give me one second. I got to do this camera.
Are you good, Sean?
I don't even have that added motivation to fuck me up. He was going to do it regardless. The added motivation is what I don't like.
Nah. Yeah. So we just got off this competition.
Right.
Look, I got to say shout out to the team first off and put some props on them.
Yeah, they all deserve fucking everybody there worked their ass off.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long day. We ended up taking first place in gi.
Mm-hmm.
First place in no gi. And we took another trophy home
too,
right?
We took a team, like an
overall.
Was
it like submissions or something?
I think we got like one of the most like subs, but I think as an organization we came second.
Okay, copy. So as an organization we came second. So yeah, shout out John Jocks. Big things happened this last tournament.
Yeah.
Question for you, Carlos. Yeah. What was the hardest thing about last tournament for you?
Hardest thing is just doing like no-gi and gi at the same day.
Okay.
Because like, dude, to have like the gas tank to do both in the same day is unreal. Like, in my first match, I was ready, like, outpace, outmatch. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I've been there. I think when I was a white belt, I lost my first tournament. And then my next tournament, I was like, I'm going to win double gold gi and no gi. Trained for 3 months straight. I won gi and no gi.
Oh, shit. Oh, nice.
I've never done double tournaments ever again.
Ever. Never.
Because I know what it takes. And I was like, I don't want to do that again.
That's not my brand of jiu-jitsu. I promote like fat, lazy guy jiu-jitsu, like get in, get out quickly. And that double tournament in one day shit, I did last year. I did that. Mm-hmm. It's like after my, like when my first match started, I had it in my head. I was like, I'm never doing this again, dude.
No, yeah. Like after I got my ass beat, I'm like, nah. I'm doing one or the other, not both. It was a one-time thing, never again.
I will say this, dude. Being in the stands and not competing and just, like, hearing the murmurs in the crowd, bro, everyone's afraid of Forge right now. A lot of people are afraid of Forge. Well, yeah, dude, because you guys came out of nowhere. Like,
true.
It was John Jocks, and then how long has Forge been open?
Two years
now. Yeah. Dude, there's dudes that have been trying to build the reputation that you guys have for...
2 years.
3, 4, 5, 6, right. Some 10 years, bro.
Yeah.
And fucking you guys came in and just ate people for 2 years straight. Bro.
You didn't take my bait. I was hoping you'd take my bait.
I'm done with that. Bro.
I'm done too. I'm done with that. Do
with it. I'm done and over that. But nah, man. That shit's funny. It's funny, dude, just to see the like people like, where the fuck did they come from?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what Coach Al has done is something special. I've said it before. I think like it's just a really good environment in the gym.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you guys are a testament to that. It's like you guys are some of the killers in the gym and you wouldn't even expect it. And I think I love when people are assassins and you don't expect it. Like that's like that gets me off. No Diddy.
He beat me to it. Fuck.
The funny thing is he's like he has that demeanor. Him, every time you're like, he's an assassin, he's like, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. I see it in his face. Like, it's painful to him.
It's funny because like you understand that you kind of like love the recognition like as it comes. Like it's not you being like all puffy chested and shit like that gives you your reputation. It's like, okay. I can fucking, you know, I can beat your ass in, you know, on the mats and shit, which is dope and cool. but I also want to make friends. You know, Coach has this thing where Coach Al, he'll give people these nicknames, right? Like he gives everybody like their designated nickname, right? And you got like Scratch, like you were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Squish. And then Coach always, whenever there's a new face in the gym, it pisses me off, but he'll grab them. And he goes, "This is our resident psycho here." And I'm like, "Bro, don't say that. I'm trying to make fucking friends. I'm trying to like say hi, how are you, and teach them something. Not, you know, like that."
Yeah.
So now whenever he goes, "This is the resident psycho," like he wants me to like go all wide-eyed and like smile. I'm like, "Nah, dude, I'm not trying to be like Hannibal Lecter. There's no way." Like, fuck that. But it definitely is fun having that demeanor. And I mean, you're starting to get that. You know, after that tournament, mm-hmm. people started to see that you bullshit a lot in our gym.
I do.
Right? Yeah. And so I remember I talked about it with T and a lot of other people in the stands, they were getting pissed. They're like, "Why the fuck does Jay not fucking roll like that with us ever?" And we're like, "Okay, well, listen, man, this dude also had murderous intent there. I'm pretty sure he's chilled the hell out, you know, when he visits us. Him, no. Like, I wouldn't want to see that either."
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't. No.
No, thank you.
I'm weak, dude.
I'm trash. Bullshit.
I'm trash. I'm out. I'm on IR. You guys got me right now, dude. You guys got me. I need to come back and then train and get that cardio, and then we'll see. But
I'll wait on it.
You see that shit?
We'll see it open that, man.
He's been making direct eye contact all the time. He's like, "Yeah, we're waiting.
I'm counting.
We're waiting."
He's going to visit you at that doctor's appointment to make sure that you clear that physical, bro.
You fixed him up good, dog.
He's like, "I don't want no excuses, brother." That shit's funny.
What you were saying, kind of what, like with you, though, is like, I want to make friends too, bro.
Yeah.
And if I'm going in there with that intent, I feel like I feel like a lot of people are like, "Oh, you need to be more aggressive, you need to be more mean." But I approach this in the sense of, how do I want to be treated? And to me, I don't really care what anyone else says on how I should treat someone. It's more of like, how do I want to be treated? I don't want anyone fucking ragdolling me and treating me like shit. Like, I want to, like, if you're aggressive with me, sometimes I don't even like you for a little bit till I figure you out.
Yeah.
Because, and it could be that you're just a scared white belt and you're fighting for your life. But if you're aggressive with me, I may not like you for a good month until I figure out who you are as a person, because I just don't want that energy.
Well,
it's fair.
Well, I mean, doesn't that happen with you a lot? Like, there's sometimes new guys that'll come in the gym and try to rough up Carlos because he likes to, like, sit in half guard and play like he's falling asleep.
Yeah.
And then, tell him how you roll, because it's so annoying.
I hate rolling. Tell him how you roll. I love it and hate it at the same time. No, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Look, I guess Kevin described it as, like, the best way. It's like a lazy sloth. Like, you're rolling, it's like a sloth. Just everything's slow, meticulous, and then technical, and just low effort. I don't know.
No, that's exactly. I hate it because I don't necessarily, like, I know what to do, but I don't know what to do because it's not at a pace that I'm used to, if that makes sense.
Right. Like, you're going at
so
my
slow.
Pace.
It's so slow. And going back to how I play, I don't even want to try to push the pace because I don't want to, like, not be friends with you. I don't want to, like, injure you by accident. I don't want to get injured. So it's just like, well, let's just play your pace and try to figure out your game.
He forces you to second guess yourself, dude. So, like, if he's going at his own pace and you go for something, he's just like, "All right, that's fine. Yeah. You start second guessing yourself and pulling back.
"Do I pull back?"
He's shaking his head. He said, "That's what everybody does.
Do I pull back?" You pull back, and then that's when I set up and, like, get the sweep.
Okay, maybe I do.
he's a douchebag. He makes you second guess everything that you're about to do. Like, even someone that, like, has rolled with him for this long, right? Mm-hmm. He knows my game, and I know his game, pretty much like the back of our hands. But, like, sometimes we have, like, these things in our back pocket just to say, like, a good fuck you every now and then.
The YouTube.
That one flying thing that you want to do. But it's weird because even now, he'll, like, just sit there and chill in half. And I'm like, "I'm going to pass this shit. I'm going to fuck you up." And then if I, like, second guess that pass or anything, I'm getting swept. I'm turned over, and he's on my back. I'm like, "Bro, what the fuck just happened?"
Face down, ass up.
Yeah. Did he? All kinds of pause. There's no way around it, bro.
Oh, no. Shit's funny, dude.
But what I think is cool that you should be around for more, Jay, is when there are people that come in the gym with malicious intent that go, oh yeah, I've heard of Forge, I can fuck you up. Or there's text messages from some friend that are just completely random that says, I could tap out the purple belts at Forge, which I'm still waiting for. Tell that asshole to come through.
Somebody said that?
One of my buddies is at a bar somewhere here in Hollywood, and some top of jiu-jitsu came up, and he mentioned, like, me, like, I did jiu-jitsu, and, like, I trained at Forge. And apparently, the dude heard about Forge, and he said, like, yeah. And I showed up to a couple open mats and tapped a couple of purple belts. I let CJ know.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Because they weren't there.
Because we weren't there. I'm like, was that you? He's like, no.
Fuck no.
And, like,
ain't that many.
Him, and Pratch.
That's three of us. And, like, I told him, tell him to pull up tomorrow, open mat. And he said he'd be there.
I've never shown up faster.
I was sitting in the corner just staring down the door. Never came through. Never came through.
Never.
So disappointed.
They don't want that, dude. That's what it is. Like, in the bar, you got to understand, there's a lot of ladies around. He doesn't
want this girl, yeah.
He doesn't want it. Yeah, dude. And we've talked about this before.
Keep your girl away.
Yeah, dude. No. Unless she trains and understands, she got to go, dude.
I got lucky with mine. Very lucky. But keep them away.
Did you meet her through training?
No. I met her on a freaking dating app.
Like, oh, sick.
Like, very one of, you know how they say Hinge is for the people who want to delete their dating app?
Right.
Yeah. I met her on Hinge. But I had gone through this whole thing where I had to figure out the algorithm for dating. How to get the best likes. And like, there's a whole algorithm to the dating profiles that is just like the algorithm to... There is that too.
The hyper swipe, bro.
Yo, I can't tell you
how technique to this.
I would be on dates and I would just be like under the table.
Oh, you're dirty. I would have at least gone to the bathroom. Like, there's no way, right?
Yo, it's a volume game. It's numbers, man. You gotta shoot all your shots.
What kind of addiction are you guys on? You're sitting across from a girl. You say, hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom just to plan out tomorrow. No, I respect
like,
it.
There was one point in time, like, I'm pretty sure I went on 5 dates in one day in 2 different cities. And by 2 different, I mean Los Angeles and San Diego. I had a motorcycle, so I was...
San Diego.
Yeah, I had a motorcycle, so I was just going back and forth. So I would start, like, I start off in L.A., go to brunch or breakfast or whatever, maybe grab a lunch, zip down to San Diego, grab dinner, hit a bar for cocktails or something. Like, that was the whole system.
Nah.
The whole phase existed.
Look, you can see it exists, but...
Hey, look.
That shit sounds exhausting.
Well, I respect the hustle. But like, damn.
I just knew that my way of dating coming from the Midwest did not work for Los Angeles, and what I was doing sucked. So I knew I had to figure out how to date in the city, so to say. Mm. And it just took a mass approach, you know? Don't watch shit at the wall, hope it sticks.
So I used to just pull up and be like, what you trying to do?
Right? you shouldn't lead with the opening line, like, I roll around with sweaty men for fun.
I get some every time.
They're like, oh, really? My bedroom that night, dude.
No, hell no.
Dude. So this is what I led with. I led with tacos and ice cream for our second date. What do you want to do? Or it would be second date or first date. I would just throw it a question out like that and let them decide. If they answered, didn't matter which one for me. I get tacos or ice cream, and it's under $20 for the date, so it's perfect.
Look, it's funny because like whenever I was like dating, jiu-jitsu was the catalyst to get them out of my. Whenever I started getting like I don't know if I like her anymore, I'm like, yeah, come check out jiu-jitsu. As soon as she seen us shrimping across the mat, she's gone. She was gone. My girl now, even to this day, like we're together, but she's like, that shit just doesn't look right, dude.
Wait. So
she's like, babe, that's gay.
Not to put y'all info out there, but y'all single? What's up? Y'all got some ladies?
No, I'm
mean,
taking.
This is live. I mean, y'all. I mean, some ladies be watching this.
No. We're taking.
That's why I'm quiet. You know what I mean?
No. I respect y'all.
I'm not trying to get in trouble.
you said you're single?
No, I'm taking.
Oh, okay,
we're
all
taking.
Yeah,
good. We can all be.
I've gotten in trouble on this podcast so many times at this point. It's just an understanding.
That's why when he was talking about the dating I was like, oh, I should shut the fuck up right now. I'm doing this, and my You're girl's gonna be like, yeah.
Used to before, of course.
I got unlucky. Well, lucky and unlucky enough to have a girl who trains jiu-jitsu. But see, you guys say nice, but I'm waking up in the morning to get the fuck out of bed, heel hooks. You know, like I can beat the crowd. Like, bro, she's nuts. You know, she's great and it's fun. It's phenomenal. But when you wake up and you're like in that half hazy state and your knee is not where it's supposed to be, you're going to sleep swinging. You know what I mean? Like, it's, God. But she's great. It's the
pain. She scares you.
She scares the shit out of me. Hell yeah. She's blue.
Blink twice.
Yeah, dude. What do I got to do with my hands? Ugh.
That's dangerous.
Does your lady train or does she make fun of you for training?
No, she doesn't train, but like, she kind of understands like what it means to like actually train because she did hockey growing up.
Oh my God.
So she did hockey. She's exactly. Yeah. My girl grew up in the mall and shopping and shit. So she looks at it and she's like, there's sweat. Why is he on top of you? Why is that guy's crotch in that guy's face? It's just questions that I like. It's hard to answer, dude. It's hard to answer.
Did you ever have to have that conversation? Like, that's north south, babe.
No, no.
She'll never accept it.
No, there was a reason why I did that big mass shotgun approach to dating is because I was looking for very something specific, and I knew that I wouldn't find it in the time I wanted to find it if I just kept going. Hi, nice to meet you. Right. Hi, nice to meet you. Hi, nope, I had to do something big. So she's very, like, I guess forgiving, so to say. Mm. So even in my first tournament when dude had me in 69 for 3 minutes.
That's a look.
Got a good whiff.
Yeah.
Why'd you try to get out of that?
Well... That's the most foul thing I've heard on this podcast.
Why didn't you stand up?
That would have pissed me off. If I was stuck in north-south for 3 minutes and she hit me with, why didn't you just stand up?
Oh,
I would have been pissed. I was like, wow.
Okay. Dude, do you remember what happened to Carlos this past tournament?
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. So we have a brown belt, Evan, right?
Yeah. So he's coming. He's going to be here like after the show. Oh, we're doing another episode. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fucking Evan stops by Carlos's match. And Carlos is being put in an armbar. Mm-hmm. And Carlos is struggling to get out. He's like, you know, twitching, turning, whatever way he can. And Evan just walks by the mat. Carlos, stop being a bitch. I've never seen Carlos spaz out so hard in my life and get his shit broken like in 20 seconds.
I back rolled to like, belly down
on those people. Just stand up, stop being a bitch. It, you know, it forces you to do stupid shit.
To answer your question, I only had 7, maybe 10 days of actual like legit jiu-jitsu experience in the gi. Like when I signed up for my tournament.
Why would you do that?
Because
he's fucking genuinely concerned.
Okay, so I had trained jiu-jitsu in like a few private lessons, like leading up to joining an actual gym. So I felt like I was doing no-gi stuff. So I was like, yeah, I can do this. But my coach at the time asked me, I tried to get out of it, be like, oh, I've never done gi before. Because I was scared because I'd never done gi before. I didn't want to pee. And he was like, oh, you'll be fine. I was like, man, you're being a bitch. Just do it. And so I threw myself in the fire. So that's why I tell everyone, like, just rip the fucking band-aid off, jump in. Because a lot of times, and actually, I'm gonna put a colloquial statement out there. People, if you're not competing, it's because you're afraid. Get over the fucking fear. Go compete. If it's not your first tournament, even if my second tournament, I'll tell you now, I'm still scared every time I go into a tournament.
Yeah.
And I have to work through that fear every time. And all the fucking, man, and you might be hurt. You might really be hurt. But I did it with a broken toe. I did it with a dislocated finger. How hurt are you? How bad do you really, you're giving yourself excuses to not compete. So.
Right.
No judgment, no shade against anybody, but I think you should jump in and rip the banding off right away because at the end of the day, you're never going to not be afraid to do it.
How do you guys feel before a match? Like, I feel like everybody has like their different routines or things that they have in their head, but before you're about to compete and you see all these guys next to you in the bullpen, like what kind of like goes through your head?
I just don't look at them. Just focus on me because the more I look at them, the more nervous I get. So I just tune them out.
Kind of same. I will size everyone up real quick, like on the low. I'm like, okay, damn, he looks scary. All right, that's okay. You've been with someone stronger. You got T to worry. You go with T. Like, you're good. You got Ross to go against. You're good. Like, they look scary and big, but you know.
Can confirm.
And then also, like, I've done it enough to where, like, the guys who've looked the scariest to me have also been the weakest most of the time. Like, they really haven't been the major threat. They've been the guys that, oh, you were a lot easier than I thought you were going to be. So I kind of just remind myself of that. So kind of like you, I just kind of stay in my own world and just focus.
I kind of look around and I laugh because I know the other guys are looking at me like, look at this fat fuck. They're just all diesel. They're just a bunch of fucking gym heads and I'm just laughing. I'm like, you don't even know what you got coming your way, brother. Oh, you ever seen Blob? It's funny, though, weirdly enough, though, because I can't grow a beard. It's the motherfuckers in the bullpen with just a full beard that I'm like, oh, fuck that guy.
Any dude with a beard is like scares me for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. Same thing. Yeah.
It's odd.
And it's not like the beard like you have, but like the beard kind of like I have.
Yeah.
Like, especially like the long, like there's this dude, John Brady. I remember my first last year at UCLA, I met him. And I saw him. I was like, man, I don't want to fucking fight. He had a Super Saiyan rash guard on and everything. I was like, that's the dude I don't want to fight. He's just like me. It's like, that dude's scary. Fuck that dude. Actually, a good friend now. He's gentle, nicest guy like ever. Yeah. But he scared the crap out of me first time I met him.
I don't remember his name, but my last tournament, like, I was still nervous, and then I seen, like, who I was going against. But what put it in my mind that I refuse to lose to this dude is he had one of those, like, uwu girl geese, like, with all kinds of, like, hentai chicks on it. And I was like, nah, I can't. I fucking can't. Like, and then I'm like, this is the type of dude that has, like, fucking stickers all over his car. Right?
Got anime titties on the way out of the parking garage.
And I'm like, dude, like, we're in front of fucking people, dude, and you're rocking a gi with a bunch of, like...
There's kids in the crowd and stuff. You're going to give Carlos ideas, dude. He's going to look up that gi and rash guard right after this.
I'm going to walk into Forge with it just to piss off Coach.
Oh, God.
The craziest shit I've ever seen in jiu-jitsu is there was, like, this... He's, like, 15, 16, right?
Right.
He was good as fuck, but he was very openly gay. Mm. And one time before a tournament, I don't know if he was serious, I don't know if he was game, but he asked the homie, like, he asked the dude he was going against, he's like, after this, you want to chill, get some ice cream, go on a date?
Imagine the mental mind fuck that does to you. Like, I'm going to beat your ass, and we're going to have sex after this. Like, dude, can you imagine the mental just dread? Like, I could not like, fight that guy.
Dude, there's nothing you could do about
it.
Like,
no way.
The thing is, you can tell the kid didn't want to compete. Like, his first match to that match was completely different. Man. The aggression had changed. Dude. Like, he didn't want to close distance. And then the dude would buy the girls, like, pink geese. Like, he'd buy the biggest, like, pink gi he could, and that's what he'd wear to tournaments. And I'm like, bro, it's, like, built for women. Like, there's a place for you to have boobs. So his gi came up and, like, out like this.
Jesus.
Beat the shit out of everybody, bro.
Low-key, I wonder if my purple gi is a girl gi sometimes.
No. It looks fine. Okay. You know a girl gi when you see it. No,
this one, the pants, everything, it was a girl's gi, dude. And... But yeah, I asked him, I was like, were you serious? He's like, yeah, but he didn't answer me.
Would you answer him?
Oh my God.
I would have been confused. I'd have been like, dude, like, we're here to choke each other and you're trying to fucking.
Oh, that's a boy. Yeah,
that's a boy checking me, dude.
Yo, bro, he's trying to choke you, man.
Not in that way, bro.
I'm calling for the ref immediately. There's no way.
Please. I'll take second.
Silver medal, please.
Rabbit, a matter of fact, give me third.
I don't want to be here anymore, man.
I just want to go home at this point.
I cheated last match.
Speaking of cheating and shit, yo, I didn't necessarily believe it, but I low-key do think that the refs at JJ Worley do have it out for Forge people. Just because I experienced a couple of things.
Yes, you did.
You were robbed of like 4 points that I counted.
I was definitely robbed of points. And I know my last tournament I was robbed of points. And then also I was robbed of like a reset of an underhook for sure.
Yep.
And there was something else that happened that made me go ahead.
Not against you, but Ross. They reset him in the middle of a
submission. Yeah, because
Ross had a locked Kimura and the ref like broke it. moved them to the middle, and then didn't let them have the Kimura grip.
They like do that now. It's a new point system where now, like how it used to be, where like ADCC or anything else, when you get pushed, not ADCC, but in older tournaments, when you get pushed out of bounds, they reset you, right? And then they say that's running away and retreating, so they give the other guy 2 points. Okay. So now it's the same thing, where if you get put in a Moplata or a Kimura and you try to roll out of bounds, as so much as so as getting a foot out of bounds, they reset you. Sometimes, most of the time, they'll start you standing or in a dominant position, and you give the other guy 2 points, but you lose your submission.
But that scenario wasn't even, like, he wasn't rolling. He had him dead. I can show you the video. Like, he had him. It wasn't like the dude rolled. It was just like, literally, they were on the edge of the mat. He just came up, it's like, reset. Like,
see, that's,
yeah. And it's stuff like that that's been happening.
Like, let him keep going.
Yeah, he, you know? The crazy thing is Ross got it like 45 seconds later.
Yeah, he did.
It was fucking submission.
It was shocker.
It was like that Poetan, like,
you gave the I hate that guy look. Yeah, he's like,
no, shocker. No, dude, the first time I met Casey, it was like he was trying to break people's arms automatically. And I mean, he was, what, from Tennessee? Tennessee football or something like that?
I don't know.
The first time.
I know he's from Tennessee, but
I went top side control on Casey, and I've never been bench pressed faster in my entire damn life. It was the scariest thing in the world.
You know what's funny, bro? Dude, look, I know Casey watches this. You're my boy, dude. His game pisses me off, dude.
Yeah.
It's the same reason Islam. I'm like, come on. And how do you pull? Maybe it's because I'm fat. How does he pull in a half guard like that?
Ask him.
You just fall into it.
He does it all the time, and I curse at him every single time.
That shit's crazy. Like, I've never seen it, and like to me, it's like you would just sprawl back, but I've seen people try. They're not getting anywhere.
Go ahead.
See him, dude.
Go ahead. Share your expertise, because this is all you do, and it's pissing me off now.
You just drop your fat ass down and you just fall down.
Hey, dude, hey, I resent that, dude. You can't use that, bro.
you can't. You're looking at me, but we know where you mean it. Come on, stop. That's messed up.
That's all you really gotta do.
That shit's fucking impressive, but I'm not even gonna lie. I fucking hate half guard. I hate half guard. I hate defending it. I hate using it.
You said something about Ross's game the other day to me. He was like, it's like watching the Patriots win. I was like,
oh yeah, it's disgusting.
That's exactly
it's
what
horrible
it's
horrible
like
to watch.
Like you know they're good at what they do, you know, but you're just like, this has been the longest 2 hour game of my life that I've ever watched, bro.
I love Casey, but have you guys ever seen him stand up?
Oh yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. I seen.
Have you ever seen Casey try and attempt to wrestle?
No, I haven't.
I saw his little.
Except against me, like in practice one time.
Oh God, yeah. I implore you, please, just go up to Casey one day. Hey, let's start standing. I've never seen such a big man pull before in my life. Like he can't. You know, he's been getting better at it, which is dope. But nah.
That's funny. That makes sense. I was rolling with him. We were at an open mat at Henzo's one time, and. He didn't pull guard like that, but I tried to go for one of my judo sweeps, and he immediately sat down. He was like, nah, as soon as I pulled it once and missed over. A little bit, he's like, nah. That shit's funny, bro.
He disengaged very quickly on that one, because I was there for that one. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, motherfucker. Hey, but I have a quick question. I didn't get to see T's rolls. Like, what happened? Did he put someone through a table?
I think
he
one of his
someone's arm, right?
The dude, like, posted out and like broke his own arm.
Oh, okay. Dude broke his own arm.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like one of those freak ass accidents.
Yeah.
T probably damaged it before.
So, yeah, I was about to say. So he posted his arm and T ran through him or just flexed hard enough to just send energy to his elbow.
Yeah.
And it snapped. No,
that's another thing that pisses me off. I'm working overtime with Rico to work on my wrestling, and T could just blast through a wall. Mm. And God, that irritates the hell out of me. Because he could do it at will. A dude stands straight up and T goes, oh, like T's licking his lips like on the mat. He's like, oh, dude, I got this. This is great. And I'm like, I hate, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, T, can you shoot? He's like, fuck, what am I going to shoot for? All I got to do is grab you and it's over. Like, it must be nice. It must be nice to have that level. God.
Yeah, dude, whenever I rolled with T, I was trying to fill him out. And like, it quickly hit me. I was like, this motherfucker has like, interior lineman strength, like he's strong as fuck.
Yeah. He does.
He can't bench me. He can't bench me, but I'm not gonna let him bench me off of him.
Bro. Okay,
let me.
I'm not saying he can't physically do it. I'm not gonna let him.
Yeah, no, I will kick, scratch, and claw.
And maybe we can't answer this on camera, but I want to know Who is the deadliest person at Forge to you?
Deadliest person. I'll answer this.
Outside of Coach Rico.
Okay.
Coach doesn't count. Let's do this.
Purple bone below.
Purple and below.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is like the biggest like sleeper might get you?
Like,
I have one that's at the forefront of my mind, right? If it's not obviously Carlos, it's Kevin. Kevin has a game that is catered to beat most people. The small guys, he got it. The big guys, he got it. Inversion, backside 50. I mean, he's got a lot of things.
His standing is.
He's got shit in his repertoire that not a lot of blue belts can like understand nor handle.
Or should have, right?
And so, I mean, we're purple, so we're supposed to be better, right? But I'll roll with Kevin, even if I'm flowing with Kevin, and it freaks me out because he'll invert, he'll get a good bite on my leg, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be here ever, even if I'm flowing with you, dude. Fuck this.
Yeah.
He's by far, for me at least, yeah.
Yeah, no. It would have to be either him or T.
But we all know about T. I'm just glad.
He'll pick the easy one.
Yeah, I've only been there once, but there is somebody who I wouldn't even say they're dangerous. I just don't like what he did, bro. I don't like what he did. He came in, he spotted me, I seen him spot me. From across the mat, we make eye contact. He watches me roll with T. He watches me roll with him. He watches me roll with one other. Who's the big dude?
Oh, yeah. He ain't been there in a while. Pete.
Yeah, bro. Pete watched me go through the whole gauntlet and then was like, whenever I was like, all right, I'm done. He was like, come on, one more for me. And then just proceeded to just put all of his strength into just trying to fucking throw me around.
I'll cut this.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
Pete.
Taller white dude.
Yeah.
Only comes to noon, I think.
Yeah.
He
usually
comes to noon. Good luck. Yeah. He's like literally all he is just man strength. That's it.
Nah, bro. I just don't like that. He came in, he saw me and watched me go through the gauntlet. And like the thing is, I asked him, he's like, oh, I'm just warming up. And then I was like, I'm done. I'm getting ready. And he's like, oh, you leaving? And then just immediately was like.
See, that shit pisses me off, like, a lot. I can never express my displeasure for this enough. Especially when higher belts do this shit, it bothers the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You always get the guys that wait in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why some of you guys have browns and blacks and everything else, right? You guys are supposed to be better than us. You see an up-and-coming purple that's fucking your guys up, that is killing everybody, and you're going to wait till he rolls with another purple, another brown, another purple, a blue, and then you finally go, hey, man, you ready? You're all fresh. You're nice. Your gi looks fine. Everything is spotless, and you decide to beat the crap out of us. Keep rolling. Roll. Get tired. I know you put your time in, but for the love of fucking Christ, roll with us when we're just as tired as you, because I'm sick of that bullshit. When higher ups, when lower belts do it, it's okay.
It sounded really personal.
Under my skin, so specific.
Nah, CJ, I'm with you, bro. I'm tired of motherfuckers not testing the belts. I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to act and hide behind, like, oh, let's talk during the roll and stuff. Like, nah, bro, I came here to roll. Let's fucking roll.
Yeah, that one, bro. When you're about to get someone in there, like, oh, good job. Or they like, wait, let me tell you something.
Let me show you the real reason how to do it. Or, like, let me show you the real way. You should tweak my arm like 2 inches to the left. Like, bro, I got you. Stop. Bro,
let me just choke you real quick, and then you can see if it's real.
You can fix
not.
My game after.
So we've talked about how I play. It's so annoying to me because most of the time in my head, I'm like, bro, you don't understand. I would kill you right now if I wanted to. I'm just being nice. Stop fucking talking. It pisses me off most. So this is where it happens the most. Is like, I feel like it happens with like older purple belts and older brown belts more than anything. It happens with black belts, but I mean like older ones. And I don't even want to say hobbyist because hobby isn't, but the people who aren't necessarily competing every day. It usually happens the most with them, it feels like. And I'm just like, yo, if I'm better than you, let's just let that play out on a map. Let's just fucking, who cares? Get better. Let's figure this out together. Like, that's how I feel about it. I just get annoyed when people are trying to, like, when they're higher belts, and you can tell that there's ego involved, and they don't want to roll with you, or they're trying to, like, find some way to get an edge above you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What I will say is, like, the people who have those tendencies, upper belts, lower belts, no belt, it doesn't matter. They don't win shit. They don't win it. Like, if that's they sign up for tournaments, they're usually, you know, just there for the team picture.
Right.
At the end, they don't.
That's fucked up. That's right. It's true.
They don't have no individuals. So, you know, let them short play themselves, you know, because even then, like, you're dead tired, right? And then you get a role with a brown belt. Even if it's not like a competition brown belt or a high level brown belt, still working on your craft when you're dead. So yeah, it's like, he's a sucker for that, but it's still beneficial to you.
Like you were saying, usually they don't really like
They don't win much.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't like, I say all these stuff. I just want people to think I'm not judging you guys or anything like that. It's just like, you signed up for the sport. You signed a waiver. Why don't you push yourself to the best you can be? Is how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, or why are you still doing this? Like, are you just here to say you can beat up on white belts? You know,
maybe Carlos. Carlos loves to do that shit, bro.
That's why. That's why I practice my YouTube specials, bro. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I'm like rolling with white belts, that's when I practice all my YouTube shit.
No, speaking of this, I never heard somebody go, I'm gonna start here. I'm gonna start on this person. I'm gonna start on that person. I'm gonna work my way up the chain and see if this submission works.
Okay, look,
You do that?
Look,
I was testing out.
Yeah, hey, I didn't say any names, to be clear.
God damn it. Fuck. So sometimes when I have like a new move that I'm working, or like there's some shit that I'm low-key excited about, I'm like, okay, cool. So what I want to do is I want to start with the white. So I'm gonna go with Andre, and then I'm gonna go with Kevin. I'm gonna try with Rico and T, and then like if it gets to T and it works, I'm like, oh dude, this is my bag now.
Wait, Rico before T?
Yeah. So there's, it sounds weird and it sounds fucked up.
I get it. Go ahead.
But if I can get Rico, normally it's not because I got to control Rico. I'm never really going to probably get it on Rico either. And it's normally like a stroke of luck of something. But if I could do it and try it against Rico, Rico's the toughest one that I can try it on next to Coach, right? But if I can handle this and get somewhere even close, just like a little snippet of it, I know that I can get closer with T. Even though T can throw me around like a damn rag doll. If I could test it to that degree, when it's against somebody my size in a tournament, they're dead. They're done.
Yeah.
Right? So
I get that. I don't have specific ones, but like whenever I have my like YouTube moves, it's white, blue, purple, brown. Like I work my way up.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like confident, and then I'm like, hey. come here.
That's how it usually goes. It's like I usually try new shit. Like this is white belt JJ, and he's like my crash dummy, so whatever I need to experiment on anything, I just like, JJ, come here. So if it works on him, then I start working my way back up to like all the upper belts, but he's like ground zero for me.
Do you remember who you were a crash test dummy for when you were a white belt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, good dude.
My father.
Oh, shit. Your dad trains?
Dude, my dad. So the whole reason why I got into jiu-jitsu was because of my dad. And so, like, when I was, I must have been like 15, 16, he's like, all right, you're big enough. Come here. And I'm like, what? He's like, do you know what a barada plata is? Do you know what this is? And I'm like, Dad, I don't know what any of this shit is, right? And so my dad would like put me north south and like crush my shit. He's like, look, man, when you get a little bit older, you're gonna go against guys that are bigger than you. You're gonna be able to, you gotta start handling your shit. So my dad would like physically condition me to like not panic and breathe and shit like that. So I got my ass kicked by my father, like jiu-jitsu, right? In a loving way. But yeah.
Shout out to your father. I respect that.
Yeah.
I would do it.
This dude.
What?
I just, the first memory that I ever have of you is watching you, I love you, but getting your ass kicked by Eric.
Yeah.
When, as a, I think a blue belt. Yeah. It was horrible.
Right. Look, Eric's a black belt. It's okay. I
gotta put that out there. He's a fucking black belt. Protecting himself, man.
No, dude. We've all had it, bro. I've had my bullies. You know, I've been the bully. I know Jay's had his bullies. Like, everyone has that one dude that they get beat up by. Yeah. It is what it is. And whenever you're a black belt, the same dude you're beating up now, he's a fucking black belt now.
I could say that.
You know, I don't even know how long you guys, how long you guys been doing this? What is your journey? Usually, it's funny, I'm doing all this stuff at the end of the show. We were just talking. I just want to organically roll into it. But I do want to find out how long you guys actually been doing jiu-jitsu and when you guys got promoted and all that fun stuff.
So I've been doing jiu-jitsu for like 4.5 years.
Okay.
So I started training under Eric Medina. He gave me my blue belt, and then COVID happened. And then I went to Kings. That's where I met Coach Alex. And then I followed Coach Alex to Forge.
Okay.
And then he gave me my purple belt.
Dope. I'm trying to remember.
Well, you said 16.
So. Well, okay. But yeah, but that insinuates that I've been training since I was 16, right? Like the first time I ever stepped on the mat, I was 10.
Okay.
And then it was just like on and off because of sports. But when I started taking it seriously was when my dad got his black belt. And I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to beat your ass. And so I wanted to like just train my ass off just to kick my dad's ass.
Can you kick his ass yet? This is going on the internet.
I can attempt it. No. I like to talk shit to him.
Something about the way he said, so I can kick my dad's ass, let me know he still could it.
No.
There's too much fire there for him to have done it already.
No. Yeah, my dad can fuck me up. You know, I talk shit to him all the time. Like, yeah, you're an old man now. I can screw you up, but nah. Mm-hmm. But I started, I think, 2019. I got my blue belt from John Jocks. Okay. And then after I came back from school, I stopped by Forge again with Alejandro, but it's been sick over there. Like, yeah, you know, to say the least, it's fun, you know, kind of getting whooped, getting thrown around, and at the same time having the wherewithal to be a bully of yourself, right? When you get to bully the people that come in and bully them, it's phenomenal. It makes you feel good, you know, that you can actually like help people, and it's dope, you know, and that you can't be bitched around. I think that's the only fun part about getting really good at this. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Big fans.
Well, I think that's why, you know, they say jiu-jitsu is for everyone, but I think that's why is because you get to that point where you realize how good you really are and realize, oh, there's not too many people that can really bully me, so to say, at this point. And so it just gives you this kind of onus of yourself to be like, I'm good. I don't even need to fight. I don't need to like... We're good because I don't need to prove nothing to anybody because I prove something every day on the mats.
Right. But it's scary.
It is.
It's scary as hell. Like, have you ever, like, looked at yourself, like, low-key, this is going to sound strange, but, like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you look at your hands and you're like, bro, like, to the average human, like, right, you're looking in the mirror like, dude, if there was a dude, right, like, you have this weird fucked up thing in your head, like, I wish someone would burst through that door. Not with a gun, you know, because I'd be dead. But, well, you know, like,
not in this house.
Yeah, right.
I got you, bro.
Not in this house. But there's always something, I think, as a dude in the back of your head, we're like, okay, I kind of low-key want to test myself, right? That's why you always push yourself on the mat every day. But there's always this one little voice in your head that just goes, I think to the average dude, like, you know, you can do some damage. Yeah. And I think that kind of gives you, like, this, like, self-appreciation and confidence. Like, okay, like, what I do is worth something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel so much better about training.
Which is why I get mad when blue belts quit, because a lot of them, I feel like a lot of them have that false sense of like, oh, my hands can do something now, so I don't need to learn anymore, so I can quit jiu-jitsu. And it's like, no, you're just starting your journey. Like, you need to dive in and face your fears even more.
Yep.
Blue belts who leave and come back, they're like the army combatants, dudes.
Yes.
I did jiu-jitsu 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Can we cut this name out real quick?
Yeah.
So there's a dude that comes by. He used to beat the crap out of me when I was a kid, right? And then I'm getting better, and then he's taking time off, and all this shit's going on. And then he comes back, and he visits Forge. And then every time he walks through the door, I smile at Carlos. And I'm like, oh, dude, remember when you used to bully me when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Cool. And it comes back to him 10 times as hard. He's getting crushed, squished, choked, gone, rib, done. I mean, everything, right? You know what I mean? And so I'm looking at Carlos, and Carlos is like, you're an asshole, you're a bully. And I look at Carlos, he's doing the exact same shit that I did to him, except with like less intensity, because Carlos wants to be a sloth. Dude, being a bully is such an underrated thing in this sport. Like, bro, see, you're smiling, you're laughing. I know, because you talked about it on the podcast. Like, you outed yourself on this podcast.
I've never tried to hide it. I've never tried to hide it. Don't fuck around, you won't find out.
Like, I've only bullied a few people, and it's only because they deserved it.
Yeah.
But wasn't it fun when they did? Come on, don't.
This is my problem.
I'm in this.
There's a dark side in me that enjoys dealing out justice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen it in the second match when that guy tried to pull your gi over your head and you put your knee everywhere but on his chest.
Neck, crotch, knee.
Damn, dude.
I don't know. I don't remember all kinds of ways. I need to go back and watch that match.
He did a knee slice. It was a, you know, you're supposed to slide over the
thigh. That was rude.
Yeah. It was right over his balls.
Okay. I don't remember this. Yo, dude.
That guy is gonna go home, no children. Like, there's no way. I'm pretty sure you landed on some schnuts. Really? Oh yeah.
I'm not even like trying to play. Dude. I really need to go back and watch this match.
Go back and watch it, bro. He pulled.
It wasn't that you were trying.
And you fucking snapped, bro.
You had like a blackout moment. Like, all right, fucker. Like, you're getting fast, and you just went. I'm pretty sure you landed on a schnut or two. It's.
Yeah. I'm sorry, whoever that was.
I'm not. On his behalf, that's what happens when you pull out people's geese like that. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Why do you even grab back there?
Yeah. Trying to grab my ass?
Good, dude. I hope it hurts. I hope it's still fucking inflamed.
Look, I don't want to kill anybody's ability to have kids.
Like, hopefully, you had them already. No, oh, God. You're in masters,
unless
bro.
This is mine. Yo, would y'all get snipped? Would y'all get a vasectomy? Because I'm low key, like.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
No.
I don't think. I think also it's because of like our age, right? So like we're not like stupidly versed in that shit.
Yeah.
But you know, right? The whole thing goes to like a birth control type deal. But I mean, if I've had, because I do want kids in a family, like later on. But if my wife has squeezed out too many puppies, then I think it might be time for me to, you know, give myself the
Okay. One is too many. After one, it's fucking done for me.
Dude, I've been with a girl who's like, yo, I'm ready for six. And I'm like, you're out.
Yo, six kids?
Like, think about it. Like, how many kids would y'all have? Like, if you're raising the family.
If I could feasibly magic bullet it.
If finances wasn't like a
two kids, one boy, one girl, call it a day.
Right.
Don't need anything else.
I'd go for like three, like one boy, girl, then boy. Right. Like that.
In that order.
In that order.
Yes. Okay. This man's like, bro.
One most, either way. I've been an only child my whole life, bro. Like my whole life, I've always just had to worry about me. So when my girl, I take care of my girl, but when they're like, oh yeah, you gotta take care of this kid, it's a life or death thing. I don't want too many of those, dude. Right.
Me and my lady, we don't want kids. Like, we actually, I've said it before on the show, so sorry anyone listening, is like, I just wanna help kids that are here. Like, there's too many kids without parents and stuff here. And for me, I just find like, I could give back to them. So I decided that we both decided we don't want to have kids. Now we're going to like either foster or adopt children.
I don't think you understand how badass that is. Like that statement is, because a lot of people don't want that. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I've known people through like the foster homes and all this other stuff. That's not, it's not a pretty sight. Right. And they get treated like shit. So the fact that you're, you know, going out of your way with your own life and doing something like that is fucking amazing. It's awesome.
I think it comes because I've been through that. Like I went through the foster system as a kid, like, and I come from broken homes and parents who are divorced and stuff like that. And I just understand the trauma that children, they just want someone to show them that they're important and that they care. And a lot of times I feel like nowadays you have your parents, they're working two jobs. Working multiple jobs, not even there. Here's an iPad. And the kids like raise themselves on the iPad. And like they're okay, but they don't realize that they're actually missing that connection with the human.
Yeah.
And missing like, oh, my dad is supposed to show me how to live. My mom is supposed to show me how to live. And there's this like community that is lost on the children these days that I want to help foster.
I like that. That's what's up.
That's awesome. But it kind of pisses me off because like you kind of understand how many shit, no offense. I mean, offense. Like there are a lot of parents out there that should not be having kids.
Big facts.
You know, like a lot of them are either irresponsible or fucking idiots, right? I mean, I was blessed to have fucking amazing parents, right, in a family. But there are some people, especially with the friends that I have met and how messed up they are, for lack of a better word, in their heads because of what their parents would do or lack of, like wouldn't do for them. It's fucking awful, and it pisses you off like every day. Like, how are these people allowed? You know what I mean? But
I don't want to make it too much about me, and I'm gonna jump off of this. Like, here's the biggest thing that got me is my dad. We moved to Indiana when I was 13, my real father, God bless his heart, he would always answer my phone calls, always call me. Never fucking once flew out to see me. Never once flew me back out to California to see him. Not once. Now, granted, he had financial situations, but I know he had money within that time. And I know how much plane tickets are now. So I know you could afford it back then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like that lack of intention and that, oh, I'll do it one day. I think a lot of parents like get lost in that, if that makes sense.
They don't realize that time is fucking fast, bro. And one day can, you know, like I still feel fucking 17, but I'm about to be 30.
Don't say that.
I don't physically feel 17.
Pushing 30.
Pushing 30.
Yeah, yeah. Pushing honestly, 30, dude. Yeah. You're going to say that to the wrong guy in the gym, and he's going to smile at you. I'm like, you want to roll?
It's going to be a brown belt named Mike. He doesn't really show up anymore because he just has a newborn, right? Mm-hmm. But I think how old is he? Like 40?
I love him. He's got, I don't want to say the wrong damn.
I don't.
The wrong, because I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Whenever you make like an old man joke, he will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Even if you go to him and be like, hey, what's up, old man? He's like, oh, old man. He'll like shake your hand and he'll try to like just crush your shit. And I'm like, okay, sorry. My bad. Bro.
Hey, get your gi on.
Yeah. But I love Mike, man. He's awesome.
We are at that point where we do need to finish up. You did say you had a story you wanted to tell, right? Or did we already tell it?
Yeah.
Let's tell it. We'll end up with this. And then we got to do one positive note, and then we're done.
Okay. So it's a story that even I want Carlos to tell a portion of this story to, because we have different perspectives. But so one day, we're kind of like at an open mat, right? We're doing open mat as we do. And we see T rolling with this dude, this white guy, right? We have no idea who the hell he is. We know he's from another gym, and we're really not, like, keen on his game. Like, as far as we know, he could be good. He could be completely ass.
Yeah.
And usually coach kind of keeps us on, like, a string with new people because he wants us to, like, teach and help and, you know, all these other things. So we abide by it. And T is, what, like, maybe 5 days, I want to say?
Within that week
of competing at IBJJF Worlds.
Yeah.
And this dude puts T in an inside heel hook and starts like ripping it. Cause I mean, you know, T's like, you know, like I'm good. I ain't tapping. You know, you ain't shit. I mean, you know how T is. And so T's giving him the look like, motherfucker, like this isn't working. And we're like, T, tap. And so reluctantly T's just like, all right, dude, like whatever, fuck you.
Yeah.
And so immediately after we're like, yo, you could have like ripped T shit. And so me and Carlos didn't have to have a conversation at all. We looked at each other. And then we looked at Alejandro. And this is my favorite part. When Alex looks at you and he goes like that, or he gives you like one of these, it's like, yo, your leash is off. Go buck fucking wild. And Carlos had him first. So I'm going to let you tell what the hell you did to him.
Well, it was a fun roll. I think I like darced him like 3 times. And like I hooked him once. Well, within like 4 minutes. And then after that, I kind of just got bored, so I just kept on sweeping them until like the round ended.
You're dirty. The get up, sweep, get up, sweep.
Me and Carlos have this stupid, disgusting habit of competing with one another, where if there's some dude that's a douchebag that wants to hurt other people, we go up to each other. And literally, I still owe him Bobo, which pisses me off, but we go up and we're like, yo, I'm going to get him more times than you. And so we'll have this competition. So Carlos goes in. He taps this guy out as many times as he can. I'm trying to treat him almost like a wrestler. I pick him up, and I'm throwing him around. And I see Alejandro just going in the corner like this. Like, I'm like, is this all right? Like, is this good? Are you sure? And so I give him like a mini soup, right? We fuck him up, keep him in mount. I give him like shin on neck, shin on chest. Like the most painful, you know, bullshit you can think of. Anything related to pain, we gave to this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy is walking out like this, like on the mat. And then Alejandro's like, hey, man, good job. You know, you did a great job. And, I can't wait till that happens and you're there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. No, but you're already in it. You don't understand. After that tournament, people saw the shit that you can do. Oh. You're already in it. Right? So it's going to be you, me, Los.
I'm a nice guy, though.
He gets around here.
You're fucked, bro.
Yeah.
You're fucked because the thing is now at this point, either you bring it out or they're going to start just fucking throwing it. Because
you are now, whether you like it or not, in that circle.
And my switch, I always say this, I have a switch. I just don't like, Use it.
You better turn that motherfucker on and change the bulb. Because you're going to have to, run it, bro.
Dust that bitch. I haven't seen this since 20.
You know what? I'm done with this. We ended this show. We're done. We're done. I gotta get out of my house.
This was fun, dude. Your podcast is fucking amazing. It's
thank
awesome.
You. I appreciate you. It's dope. Before we head off,
say the positives.
What I was gonna say. Do you guys have any positive? No, I was doing it at the top of the show, but it's too hard to have the organic roll in, so I'm gonna start doing it at the end of the show. Okay. So, any positive notes? Anything you guys want to talk about?
It's another day alive, man.
That's a blessing. Shout out to a day of life for real.
Oh, I found out that I should be on track for 1 year until I graduate for my bachelor's.
What are you studying? You don't mind me asking.
Criminology with a minor in psychological science.
Okay.
So
that explains a lot. Our resident psycho.
All right. Alex, don't do this.
I get it now.
Do
sir.
It, sir. Do it, Alex. Live. Live.
No, congratulations. Anyway. Thank you. DJ, what you got for me, bro?
I got a few. I'm gonna pick one. We are less than 40 days until I leave for Japan.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
The currency now is like at the highest it's ever been. It's like what $1 154 yen or some shit like that.
Don't know off the top of my head,
dude. You gotta good? Go. Oh, yeah, the time to go to Japan is like now. I'm gonna get that passport.
I'll go again any moment. I got my passport. I'll go right now.
How long are you out there for?
We're going for 8 days.
Oh my god.
We're going for 8 days.
I wouldn't trust you in Japan. Hell no.
Why not? No.
You'll be high out of your goddamn mind. I'm going to lose you in that city. Fuck.
They don't have drugs there.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
The only way to get them is to import them.
That's what I'm worried about. Man. I'm not going to have no weed or anything. Crazy. But yeah.
Just get a little off that socket.
What's your positive
story? I know a guy who took a bag full of edible Jolly Ranchers to Japan.
Look, dude. Look, bro, I don't fuck with federals. I don't fly with no drugs.
He's being smart.
Look, I'm trying to stay out the box too. I'm just telling you, I know some people who have done some stuff. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
I'm not gonna say names, but someone very close to me was like, yeah, because she was flying to Australia, bro. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna put weed in a sock. And then throw it on the
sock.
Yeah, she said she was going to get it in the bag, wrap it up, and then put it in socks and just bundle it in a bunch of
does
socks.
Does she not know how the x-ray scanners work?
Clearly not.
Basically, so she wasn't going to like check it. She was going to put it under the plane.
Okay.
But I'm still like, dude, you're flying internationally. You're about to pull up to some random place where your layover is, and they're like, hey, let me holler at you real quick. So yeah, no.
Nah.
They're going to be waiting for you with the glove at the... No.
No, because you don't know what they're going to do at your location. Have you guys been out of the country before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not yet.
Like, so even like, we went to Kenya this year, and then when we came back, like when we were getting there, they had us scan our bags even to enter the country. They said, like, literally signs like, no drones. You couldn't even have a drone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So like, they're scanned. They do scan once you get upon location.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Positive note for me, I think, you know, although I got second place in my tournament, I did get to like dive into some deeper parts of myself and realize there's a person I don't want to be, and I need to strive to not be that person. So I think it's positive to like move forward, and I got some really good insight on who I want to, you know, be in the future.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's where we're at. Scary guy. It's not that guy. It's a
whoever
different
guy. That guy is.
I saw
scary.
That Jason, and I'm like, I want to roll with him.
Yeah.
I need
you. You're on the map
look,
now.
All right. If we're look is, we'll roll. We'll roll. I'll turn. I just don't want to be.
Nah, you're first.
Little bitch. You're first. I'm always first. What do you mean?
All right, y'all. We're tapping out. Thank you for tapping in.
Yes, sir. Like, comment, subscribe, and if you want the smoke. Hit up Jay, you know.
No, I'm gonna
say it until I'm back.
And Ross, I'm last
on. No, it's Jay. We're putting Jay. He's in the circle forefront now. Of
this now.
They see but that he's a killer. But if
you want to, come to Forge and come get this noise. We'll be right there for you.
I had someone in the comments like just like, where do you guys train at? Noise. I'm like, you watched a podcast. You should know where we train at. Why are you asking me this? We talk about it every time. Shit. All right, we out. Y'all stay blessed.